Blog Talk Radio. evening, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Friday night. I'm so excited about what God is doing with this service through Blog Talk and Smile 3E. I'm excited about someone taking time out to hear what the Lord is saying on Friday night. I'm just ready to hear what God has the man of God to say. Our guest speaker tonight will be Prophet Antoine Thomas. I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, for tonight. We are just getting ready. I want you to get your Bibles, your papers, your pens, your pencils. I want you to be ready to be open for the Word of God, to be open to the Spirit of God, and to let God have his way in your life on tonight. We're not going to take much time. We're going to go straight into the service. I'm going to see if the man of God is ready, because one thing I do know is the enemy do not want us to get the word on tonight. So are you ready? Are you ready to let God do what he's ready to do with us? The man of God said he's ready to go on. So, prophet, it's in your hands. Let the Lord use you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, man of God, for paving the way for us tonight. We're going to go ahead and pray real quick, and we're going to jump right in. Father, we just give you praise, and we give you honor, and we give you glory, Father, for what you say to us tonight, oh God. Give us ears to hear, a heart to receive, and the will to obey, and the wisdom to manifest what you would say to us tonight. Let no flesh glory in your sight. Father, I pray that your word continue to be a light unto our feet, a lamp unto our path, oh God, that we will hear your word, and that we will follow it. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. It is so, and so it is. I'm going to jump right in, y'all. I'm going to jump right in and make sure we're good to go. Those of you here on Facebook, if you can hear me and you can see me, please do me a favor and let me know that you can hear me, you can see me. I want to make sure that we're good to go. And while you're doing that, we're going to dive right in today. And we're going to jump right to Matthew. I'm going to jump into at least Matthew is where I'm going to go. Matthew chapter 9. We'll do quickly verses 18 through 22. All right. Those of you who are with us on Facebook Live, do me a favor, please like and share and like. Okay. I'm going to jump right into it. All right. Matthew chapter 9, verse number 18. We're starting with it. Says, "And while he spake these things unto him, behold, there came a certain ruler, worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, and come lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be made whole. But Jesus told him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that very hour." Tonight, if you just give me just a few minutes, I promise you I won't be long. I want to talk about activating your outcome. Tonight, I want to talk about activating your outcome. So many times we've read this particular this set of scriptures and this woman's testimony, and we find it in so many different ways. What I wanted to pay attention to particularly tonight is, one, it was not necessarily intended for her to get a miracle. Okay, I want to start there. All right, it was not intended for her to get a miracle, but she put herself in the path of Jesus. And Prophet, why is it important? Because sometimes we're looking to get things done in a way to where they come to us, or that the miracle seems to be easy, or you want to just simply pray and things are going to automatically change just because you prayed tonight. Thank you, Lord. I want to encourage you to change your position and put yourself in the path of the miracle. My God, today, I'm preaching good already. Tonight, I want you to make sure that while you are waiting on God to move and while you're waiting on God to do certain things, that you begin to put yourself in the path of the miracle. Because sometimes God is saying, if you really want it, would you put yourself in line with where I'm going? Notice, it's not that Jesus put himself in line with what she was doing, but she put herself in the path of where he was going. Tonight, I want to tell you, I want to encourage somebody tonight to put yourself in the path of Jesus. Put yourself in line with what he's already headed to do. Not just him find you, but find yourself in the way of where he's going. Notice that she comes from behind him. And I want to back up just for a second. I want to remind you just that when you're trying to get to God, you'll find out that he's already coming your way. We used to sing a song when we were younger in the church, said, if you make one step, he'll make two. There's no secret to what God can do. If you step out in God and don't worry about yourself, all you've got to do is make a step. And God, I want to remind you tonight, and I'll say it again, God's going to bless your reach. And if you step out and do what's necessary to put yourself in the path of what God is saying and what God is doing, you'll find out you don't even have to come all the way. He'll meet you right where you are. Thank you, Lord. He'll find a way that you don't have to overexert yourself, because in our weakness, he's made strong. And the more you get closer to God, the more he'll draw closer to you. So in this instance, he's on his way to the ruler's house. And the ruler's, let me talk about him for a second before we'll come back to the issue of blood. The ruler says to Jesus, if you just would come and lay your hand on my daughter, all you got to do, just look here, walk through the door and lay your hands on my daughter. In other words, this man God knew, if you step anywhere near it within my problem, I promise you, I'll give you the glory, because I know when she walks in the door, everything is going to be all right. I know if you come anywhere near with what I'm dealing with, everything is going to change. Everything is going to shift. Things are going to happen. What seemed impossible is now going to become possible. If I can just get what I've got close enough to you, just for you to lay your hands on it, my God. If you just get close enough, if I can just get my situation close enough to the sound of your voice, my God. He said, if you just come and lay your hands on her, she'll live. You don't even have to say nothing, my God. Just lay your hands on her. You don't have to speak in tongues. Just lay your hands on her. You don't have to diagnose it. Just lay your hands on her. I don't know about y'all, but where I am in my life, I need God to lay his hand on my situation. I need God to make sure that what's dead in my life, my God, that he'll allow it to live. What was once lost, he'll allow to be found. As David said, shall I pursue? Hallelujah. And so then, watch this. He says, listen, I just need you to come and just lay your hands on him. My God. And then Jesus got up. If you have not seen Jesus move, maybe your faith isn't strong enough. Maybe you don't really believe God can change what you need him to change. You got to ask God to strengthen your faith. Because sometimes we're not seeing God move, not because he can't do it, and it's not even necessarily always about time. Sometimes we don't believe God as strong as we need to. We're hoping for God. We'd like him to, and good. But now faith is the thing hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. In other words, I believe God. not because of anything else, but the fact that I know he can, and he's God. My God, he specializes in things that seem impossible. And the songwriter says, and he can do what no other power can do. My God, I believe God because he is the author and the finisher of my faith. I've got no other choice but to trust him. I can't put my faith in man. I can't put my faith in the doctors. I can't put my faith in the lawyers. I've got to trust God. As I spoke to a really good friend of mine recently, and she was explaining how she's had some health issues and things going on with her body. And I said, well, what have they given you as far as medicine is concerned? She said, well, all they told me to do was to take a Tylenol. And I said, based on what you got going on, you've got two major health issues going on. Why would they not prescribe something stronger? She said, because they don't want to prescribe that type of medicine within the black neighborhood because they'll talk about addiction and illegal drug sales. Why did I bring that up? I'm telling you, you can't put your faith in the doctors because sometimes they've got underlying things going on that will not help your situation. If you don't trust God, if you don't put your faith in God, you'll find yourself out the game. She said, man of God, there are women out here dying after birth because they're not being properly taken care of by the medical system, by the medical community. And I'm telling you, you've got to trust God. Because sometimes the things that people are doing, the things that people are saying, they're not causing you to be well. They're not causing you to be made whole. You've got to go after God for your wholeness yourself. You're looking for somebody to help you, looking for somebody to say a word, looking for somebody to help you out and extend a hand or extend some money or extend an olive branch. You've got to get to God for yourself. Hallelujah. My mama said you got to know God for yourself. You can't depend on your mother's salvation or your mother's prayers or your father's prayers or your grandmother's prayers or your spouse's prayers. You've got to know that you know that you know that you know that I know God and he knows me. Hallelujah. For God I live and for God I die. I've got to move. The Bible talks about her dealing with this issue for 12 years. I've got a question for you. How long have you been dealing with what you're dealing with? My God, I just said to somebody this week, I said, hey, so I'm looking to change this and I'm looking to do this. I said, but you won't change your environment. You won't do anything differently. So how do you expect a different outcome if you won't change what you're doing? Well, I know what I'm doing. Well, if that was the case, if you really knew what you was doing, you wouldn't be in the same situation you was last year we talked about this. And if what you've been getting is so great, why don't you keep reaching for it? You got to make up in your mind, I got to change what I'm doing to change what I'm getting. Because my condition cannot be my conclusion. I got to make up my mind. I refuse to stay here one more day, one more hour, and one more week. I began to share with someone just the other day. The Lord began to talk to me the earlier part of the year about rearranging my environment. And how can you ask me to change things in your life if you won't change your position, if you won't change where you hang at, change who you hang around, change what you're doing, change where you're going, and change where you decide to chill? So I had to get out and enlarge the territory of my experience and be around different people and not be afraid to be in environments that were unfamiliar to me. Someone said to me, I see you're living your best life. Well, a part of me living my best life up in here means I had to challenge myself to do things I have never done before and not be afraid to go out of town by myself and go to a live show by myself and go to a movie theater by myself and sit down and have dinner by myself and make sure I set certain new standards in my life based on what I've asked God to do and what my requirements are and my desires and my hopes and my dreams and the word of the Lord concerning my life. See, sometimes we can't get to wholeness because we're trying to get wholeness in the same place we were hurt at. Woo! My God, today, I got to set the seat back just for a second. Sometimes we're asking God to heal us, and we're still in the same hurt environment, around the same hurtful, abusive people, around the same people who don't value us, who don't honor us, who don't understand what we bring to the table. So therefore, we keep finding ourselves hurt. We find ourselves hurt only because we won't get away from the hurtful element. You can't keep putting your hand on the stove while the iron is on and wondering why you keep coming up burnt. You got to change your position. You got to change your environment. You got to reevaluate where you are and be around some different things with different people for different outcomes for a different future. And stop letting comfort immobilize you and paralyze you in that state of captivity. Because sometimes we're so afraid of what tomorrow is going to bring that we stay in the captivity of today. It's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous thing that causes us to not allow ourselves to be in places where we won't challenge ourselves. One of my good longtime friends, Sister Kaya Holmes, awesome, amazing, anointed singer, anointed minister in the body of Christ. When I moved back to Chicago, she said to me, she said, make sure when it comes to you dating now, you being single now, that you don't deal with low hanging fruit. And I'll admit, Minister Kaiser, when she first said it to me, I was offended. Because I thought I had a plan. I knew what I wanted. I knew what I needed to change. I knew what I desired in my life. Why would you talk to me about low-hanging fruit when I believe I'm reaching forward? But I understand sometimes we will deal with things that do not challenge us. And we will deal with things that seem to be easy for us. And those things that are easy for us, most of the time, do not promote wholeness or healing. They provide a Band-Aid to a bullet wound for us. And so, therefore, we're still hurt, we're still disappointed, we're still angry, we're still bitter, we're still short-patient, we keep getting the same thing, money has not changed, environment has not changed, our level of influence has not changed, simply because we refuse to allow ourselves to be challenged in our desires. Hallelujah. And so sometimes we got to go towards what seems to be the hardest. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Bless you, Jesus. It is the pressure that brings out diamonds. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. It's the pressure that brings out diamonds. And without that pressure, you'll never be the diamond God designed for you to be. Without that fire, you'll never be the gold that God designed for you to be. Without that drilling, my God, you'll never find the oil. Without that press, you'll never get the olive oil. And sometimes we're asking God to change our environment and change what we're getting, but we want to challenge ourselves in a new way, in a new direction, in a new circumstance. You got to be willing to accept the challenge of change. Hallelujah. Somebody just type in tonight, I'm willing to accept the challenge of change. I refuse to stay here. I refuse to do the same thing. I refuse to keep getting the same old results day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. At some point, it's got to be enough. Notice that she comes from behind him. And the reason that's so significant, Prophet Debbie Scott, is because God is saying, catch up to my word. My God today, because Jesus was the word wrapped in flesh, and the truth of the matter is we're behind the word. But if you reach, my God, beyond the break, you'll find it and grab a hold of the word. You'll find that what you need is within your reach. Hallelujah. You'll find that what you've been waiting on all this time is within your reach. You'll find out exactly what you've been praying for is within your reach. You'll find that your breakthrough is within the reach. My God, I need somebody on here tonight to declare, I am going to reach. Hallelujah. The sometimes we're so scared to reach because we're scared of rejection and we're scared of what may happen if things don't work out the way we intended to do. But hallelujah, but all things work together for the good of them who love God and are called according to his purpose. That means even in what you consider failure is working out for you. Thomas Edison said, I did not fail 1,000 times. I found 1,000 ways. Hallelujah. I found 1,000 ways to not make a light bulb. I want to tell somebody, you didn't fail 1,000 times. You found 1,000 ways for God to work on you, for God to prune you, for God to chastise you, for God to fix you, for God to lift you, for God to heal you, for God to bring you closer to wholeness. Because nobody told me that the road would be easy. Because I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Make sure you make up in your mind, hallelujah, that you're going to do what it takes to get to touch God. My God, sometimes the thing is we've had a touch from God, but sometimes we haven't made the effort to touch him. And there's a difference between when you're given something and when you work for something. My God, when you work for that healing, when you work for that breakthrough, and when you work for that wholeness, my God, it takes on a little different. I know in the social media world, they say, this right here hit different when you do it like this. My God, that wholeness hit different when you had to work for it. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. That wholeness hit different when I had to lay up, wake at night. You see the songs that trouble in my way. I had to cry sometimes. I lay awake at night. That wholeness is different when you have to let go of some things to grab a hold of what God said. That wholeness is different when you have to let go of some friends to get a hold of God. That wholeness is different when you have to discipline yourself and deny yourself to get what God said for you. Hallelujah. But I don't know about y'all, but I don't want to just be healed, but I need to be made whole. Hallelujah. My God. And God is just simply waiting on us to catch up with him. Because over 2,000 years ago, he said 3 simple words. It is finished. I'm going to say it again. It is finished. That means everything you need has been spoken by the word of God. And you have to catch up with it. You have to catch up with the manifestation of God's word. Hallelujah. He's already spoken it. He says, by his stripes, you are already healed. He said, you are more than conquerors. If you're not feeling like a conqueror, it's not because it is impossible. You haven't caught up to it. If you're not healed, it's just because you haven't caught up to it. If you don't have the money, it's not because it's not there. You just haven't caught up to it. My God, somebody just type in, catch up, catch up, catch up. It's my turn to catch up. I've got to grab a hold of what God said. I've been behind too long. I've been messed up too long. I've been depressed too long. I've been tired too long. I've been behind the game too long. I've been trying to catch up too long. But now it's my turn right now to grab a hold of what God said. I got to go, y'all. Watch this. I'm making too much noise. The Bible says that she said within herself. Now, I don't believe this is the book of Matthew that we're in, and I don't believe I've read anywhere Matthew was a prophet or Matthew was psychic or Matthew was a mind reader. So then how did Matthew know what she said within herself? Maybe he interviewed her afterwards. But for the sake of this word, I believe Matthew knew what she said simply because of what her actions did. My God, I'm talking good to myself. Hallelujah. I said Matthew knew what she said simply by what her actions did. And you can tell me all day long what you want to do, but until I see you do it, I don't believe you. I expressed to someone last night, listening is important to me at this age that I'm in. And if I say something to you and you nod your head and say, yeah, I hear you, I'm going to accept it for the moment. But after you say yes, that you acknowledge what I said, I am now looking for your actions to match up with your agreement. My God, today. I just said something. God is looking for our actions to match up with our agreement. You said, Lord, do this. You said, Lord, can you do? Lord, can you stay? Lord, can you move? Lord, can you heal? Lord, can you break through? Lord, can you lift? Lord, can you break down? Lord, can you stop? And God is saying, I'm looking for your actions to be in agreement with what you because sometimes what we say and what we do looks like two different pages. What we say and what we do seems to conflict with each other. Hallelujah. But let your yea be yea and let your nay be nay. And God is trying to get us to a place where our actions line up with our words. Here is Peter saying, I don't know Jesus. I don't know them. Don't say that to me. I don't know nothing about them. And the girl said to him, your speech betrays you. Because what you're trying to do is not naturally what's coming out of your mouth. And sometimes we're just like Peter. We're saying one thing, but our actions don't match up with how we're saying it. And with our speech is betraying our actions because our actions are not lining up with what we've asked God to do. Somebody just type in, Lord, let my words and my actions line up with your words. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. Lord, let my actions and my words and my actions line up with your word. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. Lord, let my words and my actions line up with your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to be pleased in your sight. Your actions will speak for you. Because when your actions line up with your words, that's how you'll touch him. She comes through the crowd. She comes through the crowd. Now, once again, there's a crowd there. If you've ever had to walk through a crowd, you'll know you'll touch people inadvertently, and they'll touch you inadvertently. Someone will touch you even on purpose. So then what was so different about her touch? I'm going to close, y'all. I promise you I'm almost done already. What was so different? That's just Margot about her touch. Because her touch, her words, and her faith were all in line. Hallelujah. And watch this. The Bible didn't say she actually touched Jesus physically. She touched his garment. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. In other words, that touch was so powerful that it reached through his clothes and touched my God and touched his heart. I'm telling you, when your faith and your actions line up, you'll reach beyond, my God, material things and touch the heart of God and cause him, my God, to stand still and talk to you. My God, when you touch him for real, you'll hear his voice. When you touch him for real, he'll shut down the program to speak to you. When you touch him for real, hallelujah, my God, he'll shut things down to make sure he addresses your situation. My God, when you touch him for real, hallelujah, he will pronounce wholeness in your life. Actions that made her whole. It wasn't just her faith, but her, because faith without works is dead. And she came alive because her actions lined up with her faith. Because do you want to be healed or do you just want to be made whole? I'm closing. I promise you I'm done. All right? Look at this. My aunt Carol, God rest her soul, she went on to be with the Lord in 2007. My aunt used to be a seamstress. She can make anything you want to make. She'd make you a coat. She'd make you a suit. Now, it may have taken her a couple of months to do it. But she would do a great job. She says to my mother, she said, she was making something for my mom, and she said, I'm almost done. I just got to sew the hem. She says, the hem represents a finished product. I got to go, y'all. I was about to holler. She says, the hem represents a finished product. Hallelujah. So what this woman with the issue of blood was touching, hallelujah, was not just a cloth. Hallelujah. She was grabbing a hold of a finished product. My God, today. What am I saying to you? I'm telling you, stop grabbing a good feeling and grab a hold of the finished product. Because after this, you can't look like what you've been through. Hallelujah. After this, you can't look like you spent all no more. after this, you can't bleed no more. Grab a hold of the faith. She was grabbing a hold of the word. Because the Bible says when all else fails, it's the word that's going to, because she was grabbing a hold of the hem of Jesus. So she grabbed a hold of the hem of the word. My God. So in other words, she grabbed a hold of what, when all else fails, it's the word that's going to stand. And the Bible says when God could swear by none else, he swore by his word. So she grabbed a hold of what God would swear by to make sure she was made whole. Tonight, I just want to remind somebody tonight, you got to activate your outcome. And so when she said within herself, her actions begin to activate her outcome. As soon as she reached her hand out to touch him, my God, she had then activated her outcome. Hallelujah. Because the word's not going to partner with your pity. I'm going to say it again. The word's not going to partner with your pity. You got to get up and make it happen. You got to get up and you got to get up and touch the hem of his garment and then be made holy. I'm done. Father, tonight we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Father, tonight I pray for everyone on the sound of my voice, whether it be Blog Talk Radio or whether it be Facebook Live. But Father, I pray that we begin to activate our outcome and that we get so tired of where we are, that the pressure of where we are causes us, oh God, to move in the direction in which you're walking in. And that we will no longer be okay with what we had yesterday. And today won't be okay tomorrow. And tomorrow won't be okay next week. And next week won't be okay next month. And next month won't be okay with next year. But Father, that we'll reach beyond the break and grab a hold of the word in every area of our lives. Father, I pray that Egypt makes us sick. I pray, oh God, that old things will cause us to be uncomfortable. And then we will press towards new mindsets, new hearts, and new minds, new worships, new adorations, oh God, new dedications, oh God, new levels of obedience and willingness, oh God, and dedication and sacrifice in every area of our lives. That we no longer look for someone else to do, oh God, but we walk in the power which you place within us. That we don't be afraid to walk in the water in this season. That we don't be afraid to cast out our net. Hallelujah. Father, cause us to walk into a net-breaking season. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father, cause us to walk into a net-breaking season. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Cause us, oh God, to walk into a net-breaking season. And we will give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. And the glory shall be thine. In Jesus' mighty name. It is so, and so it is. Tonight, I want to tell you again, activate your outcome. And remember, the sky is not your limit. It's too low. God bless you tonight.
Amen, 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 amen. I can't say number but amen. I thank God for the man of God on tonight. He really brought forth the word teaching us how to activate our outcome. I took down some notes, man of God, and I love to reach beyond the break. Hold on. Lord, let my actions and my words line up. I'm just caught up right now. I love everything was said on tonight. It just touched my heart in so many ways, because when you have lived a life and you have done some things and you turn your life over to God, you want to make sure that everything you do lines up with the word of God. You want to make sure that everything you do puts you in a place where you can say, God, I know you know my name. I thank God for the man of God bringing forth the word on tonight. The lines are open. If anyone wants to speak to the man of God tonight. Encourage him. Tell him what the word done for you that he brought forth. This is the time. Let the Lord bless him on tonight. Let him use you to bless him. The lines are open.
Hey, man. Well, this is Cecilia. I believe everyone else maybe is just getting ready to speak, but I just want to say to the prophet, thank you for reminding us about the power and God's word. Thank you for reminding us about the breaking of the net that is so symbolic of the overflow. I mean, you just took us, as Minister Sylvia said, so many places in God. And so it's an honor and a privilege that I was able to hear the word of God, receive from the word of God, and just keep on obeying God, Prophet. Keep on encouraging us through the word of God, because although some people may not always receive that word on the night that you preach it, you need to know we go into the archives. We listen to the word, and the fact that it's on the World Wide Web, that we can go back and hear that word over and over and over again until it just catapults us to that place that God wants us to be. So thank you, man of God. I cannot thank you enough.
Amen, amen. Is there anyone else? Well, man of God, this is Minister Renee again. I'm going to say I even thank you for sharing that statement that you said someone said to you, don't be holding on or looking or pulling down some low-hanging fruit. Now, that right there, that's a ministry by itself. Sometimes people have to know what it means to reach up high. Don't grab the closest thing to your hands. Oh, my God, I thank you for that word. I want to just say thank everybody again for tuning in. I'm going to ask one more time if anyone else want to have any words before I give our closing remarks. Is there anyone else want to speak now? Okay. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I just want you all to know that this ministry is anointed and it's blessed. God have called so many different people to this ministry that's not willing to give up or give in, but are willing to tell you what God has done for them, God has done with them, and what God is doing in them. I thank God for Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Blog Talk Ministry, which is World Wide Web. That's www. And also, we do Facebook Live because we're not ashamed to let anybody see us teach, preach, and talk about the word and the goodness of the Lord. We want you all to know that we're here every Friday of the month, the first and third Friday. It's myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and the second and fourth Friday is our very own Prophet Antoine Thomas. And if there's a fifth Friday, we will alternate or see what God would have us do it together. We're here every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time with our very own apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. That's with Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Let's Talk Ministry. We're also here this Monday coming up with our very own Pastor Troy Thomas will be our speaker. He will be bringing forth the word of God. We are here at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. That is the ministry for Monday night. Please share, follow our pages, follow us in the archives and the replay on Facebook. Let this word continue to bless you. Go back over your notes. Remember our foundational scripture again, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I just had to put that in there one more time for you all to make sure you allow the word to minister to you. And at this time, I'm going to hand it back over to the man of God so he can give us his final remarks and let us know if he have any upcoming programs.
Amen. Last point, no upcoming programs or nothing out of any of that nature. I just want to remind them that there's a table set for them. No matter how lame we feel, there's a table set for us. And if you're ever going to make it to that table, you got to come out of the loady bars in our lives to make sure we make it to that table. Father, we just give you praise, honor, and glory. Father, we thank you, Pastor, that our eyes have seen, our ears have heard. Most importantly, that our spirit has received. Father, cause it to be contagious in our lives. May the place that we go, God, let this word marinate and produce fruit today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, and for the rest of our lives. And we will give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And good night, everyone.